Welcome into The Extra. I am your host, Andrew Rogers, and joining me on the KRDO Newsline for the entire hour is Dr. John Deloney. You might remember him, hear him often on The Ramsey Show, airing Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock here on KRDO News Radio. And all day long, we are going to be talking with Dr. John about anxiety. He just released the book, Redefining Anxiety. And first off, Dr. John, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on KRDO News Radio.
Man, you got it, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me on.
And let's talk a little bit about your background. We know we hear you often on The Ramsey Show, but who is Dr. John?
My wife is still asking that question, I think. I have, for the last 15, 16, 17 years, I worked as a senior leader at universities across the country, most of them in Texas, and then I came out to Nashville to work at Belmont University. And so I've always worked in student affairs, and what that means is behind closed doors, I spent hours with students and their families working through conduct issues and mental health crisis that usually turned into family systems issues. And then over time, I graduated in 2010 with a PhD in education, and then I had my own face-to-face encounter with my own mental health challenges. I just worked myself into a hole and had a new baby and thought that more money and a new job title and all these external things were going to fill me up from the inside out. And I realized in short order that if you don't take care of your body and your heart and your mind and your spirit, it will shut you down. And so I went back to school really to figure out what happened to me. And I ended up with a second PhD in counseling just And I really learned to sit with people during really hard moments. And during that season, I started working with the police department and the local SWAT team, doing after-hours things with them, doing death notifications and crisis response and working with people when in the worst moments that any of us could imagine. And from that season, I really got a ringside seat to how people experience hard times, how community and working together can help solve some of these challenges, and really walking alongside folks as they figure out what tomorrow's going to look like. And I, moved here to Nashville and then ran into some folks with Dave Ramsey and his team, and then the rest is history.
Exactly. And the book is fascinating. It is one of the Ramsey quick reads, and it is such a great read. It's a real, you know, efficient, but it's hard to put down. And let's talk a little bit about what led you to write the book, Redefining Anxiety.
Well, I got here in late January of 2020, and I did not have social media. I've never been on the radio. So I used to play in an old punk rock band. I wanted to be a rock singer. That didn't work out at all. So that was my only understanding for media. And so they put me on an 18-month plan to, you know, slowly figure out how to convert my academic writing, my nerd writing, to where normal human beings could read it every day and learn how to do the radio, learn how to do all the film and whatnot. And then obviously everyone's life changed in March, and I'll never forget when Dave Ramsey looked at me in a meeting and said, "Hey, you're going to have to figure this out live. The world needs you. And we hired you to do mental health, and the world's just gone sideways." And so we figured it out on the fly. And one of the most common questions I kept getting over and over was, how do I stop this anxiety? How I stop this depression? How do I quit feeling so anxious? And as a guy who's worked in crisis, I kept thinking, hey, all anxiety is just an alarm that you're not okay. It's like being in a room in your house and the house is on fire, and you and your therapist and a friend from college are up on a ladder trying to figure out how to get the batteries out of the smoke detector. The smoke detector is not the problem, man. It's telling you you're not okay, and we have just entered this world that we've pathologized everything. So once we realized, man, we keep getting this question over and over, and John, no one's ever heard that anxiety is not the problem. We thought we needed to stop anxiety. You need to write this down. And so, being an old academic nerd, we cranked this out pretty quick and had pretty low expectations for it. And then we just started selling tens and tens and tens of thousands of it. And it took off underneath us. And that's when we realized, man, people have just been sold a bill of goods that they're broken, that they're going to have to be anxious forever, that there's something wrong with them. And that's just simply not true.
Yeah, and you know, you hit it on the head. We are dealing with such unprecedented times, and I even hate saying that term because after a year, I mean, when does it become just precedent times now?
We're just precedent, that's right.
But yeah. Really, you know, last March, we were all told, hey, just go ahead and shut her down, go home, stay in your house, and that really elevated a lot of this. And, you know, you've mentioned it, the pandemic has really brought to light much more of these mental issues. And what are you continuing to hear as we're now year into this quote unquote new normal?
You know, if I step back, I'll say it this way. Crisis really elevates who you are and whatever systems you had in place to begin with, right? And so if COVID has really, and the resulting mess that's come from it, if it has really highlighted two things, I believe we walked around in our world pre-COVID thinking we controlled a lot more than we do. And when you're in a situation that you have no control or that you're not safe, you know, your brain is always scanning your environment to see if we're okay. And going all the way back to, you know, 10,000 years ago, if a bear showed up at my cave, my brain did not want me thinking, wow, I wonder if that's a nice bear or a sweet bear, one of those petting bears, right? It just wanted me to run, right? So that your brain actually has a mechanism. When it detects something scary, it shuts off your ability to rationally think. It doesn't want you rationally thinking. It wants you running or fighting or sometimes freezing in place, right? And so we've been walking around, Andrew, for the last 10 years, 20 years, thinking we control a whole lot. And what COVID showed us is we really don't control a whole lot of anything. And then the second big thing is we are designed to do life with people. And Andrew, this doesn't pain anybody more than me, dude. I'm a lifelong Texan. In Texas, you know, we're the worst for you poor Colorado Springs folks, man. We just come up and nobody talks worse about Texans than Colorado folks, and rightfully so. But, man, this whole bill of goods that I'm in charge of you know, pulling myself up by my boots, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do everything myself. I only need me. Andrew, that's just not true, man. We have to have other people in our lives. And those anxiety alarms go off when we look up and realize that we're lonely, that we got nobody. And I don't want that to be true, but it's a physiological fact in our hearts and our heads. And again, going back 10,000 years, if you woke up in the mountains of Colorado and you realized your tribe had moved on without you, you're probably going to die. So we've got some built-in things in our heads that make sure we are connected. And the research on loneliness is just devastating, Andrew. And so those two things have emerged. We realized we don't know, we don't have people in our lives anymore. We've outsourced all of our relationships to the, you know, to social media, and we are walking in through lives that we thought we were in control and we don't. And suddenly this thing shows up, and man, it has set off every alarm that we have. And then on top of that, who is the enemy in this deal? You know who the enemy became? Our neighbors. People at our churches, it became our teachers at our kids' school. Who's going to give me corona? Who's going to give me COVID-19? Who's going to potentially make me sick? Who's lying to me? Who's telling me the truth? Politicians couldn't agree. Doctors can't agree. And suddenly, Andrew, everybody is a threat. And man, when that happens, every alarm we have goes off internally and externally.
Yeah, and there is so much more to unpack with this. Joining me for the entire hour here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio, Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, author of the book Redefining Anxiety. Still ahead, we're going to dive into not only redefining but defining what anxiety is and, more importantly, what anxiety is not right here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO News line is Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality and author of the book Redefining Anxiety. Dr. John, before the break, we talked about some of the things that anxiety is, that fire alarm, if you will, just alerting you to something not being right. But let's talk about exactly what anxiety is when we get down to it, since that's been one of the buzzwords from the past year.
Yeah, at its simplest form, all anxiety is it's a fire alarm in your body telling you one of three things: that you're disconnected, that you've got challenges in your relationships, or you've got nobody in your corner, or that you're in a situation or you're staring down a future that you are out of control. You don't have autonomy, or that you're not safe, that your brain is recognizing something that may not be safe. And when that happens, man, your amygdala part of your brain, it sounds the alarms, and those alarms look different in everybody. For some of us, it makes our heart race. It makes us start thinking really fast, get uncomfortable. For some folks, they get that warm feeling in their belly. Some, their hands start sweating, or some just start pacing. It looks different in everybody, but at the end of the day, all anxiety is an alarm system.
Yeah, and I know everyone you mentioned earlier with human beings being a social order and being social creatures, the lockdown and quarantine nature really kind of elevated a lot of this, and obviously everyone all of a sudden had anxiety, and there's a lot of other myths as far as what is or isn't anxiety, and let's talk about it. What are some of the biggest myths when it comes to that word anxiety?
Probably the one that I think is most destructive is that anxiety means you're broken. We've been told our brains are broken or that it's a disease. Man, that's bananas. It's the opposite. Anxiety means your brain's working great. Now, there is a season, right, and I've experienced this personally, where I ignored my anxiety alarms for so long, for years, to where my alarm just started going off at wild times, right? So think, we've all been in a building when the fire alarm, when they're doing those tests, right, and then it just starts going off, and they're saying, hey, we're trying to fix it. That will eventually happen, right? That's why I had to go see a doctor. But for most of us, the anxiety is working just fine. Our brains are working perfectly. What we aren't skilled or we're not told that we need to do is stop and pause and listen to those alarms, man. Like, what is it trying to tell us? Instead, we really plow through. So it's not a disease. It's not that our brain is broken almost all the time. And the secondary thing is, if it's a disease, what do we all try to do? We all try to just fix it. You got to only get one fix, man. That's more pills and more pills and more medication. There is a season when medication is helpful. And so I've been there. I don't want to discount that. But man, there is a lot of other things you should do beforehand almost all of the time, starting with stopping and listening to those alarms. Man, what are they trying to tell you? And so when I look at, man, our poor kids who have been stuck inside for a calendar year, people who suddenly got ripped out of the workplace and they're working from home and having to navigate all these different systems. You've got politicians all telling you different things. You've got medical doctors all telling you different things. You've got the internet whose job is to get you to not pass along great information, but to get you to click on stuff, to get you to stay there. And our brains are just howling at us to stop all this madness, right?
Yeah, and you know, you've mentioned before, this is just a fire alarm going off, just alerting you to something's wrong. And to your point, you can't exactly try to fix a fire alarm by bringing in three other fire alarms or putting something else around it just to keep magnifying the root cause of what's out of order and what your body's trying to alert you to as far as what is going on and what's causing those deep down feelings of unfamiliarity.
So think about it this way. What medicine does is it turns the alarm down. And there is a season for some folks, for a group of people that alarm gets going so loud that, man, you've got to turn it down just so you can hear a counselor, just so you can hear your spouse, just so you can hear your friends say, hey, man, come over here and let's you got to go outside and go for a walk, et cetera, all that stuff. But think of it this way. When the alarm goes off, what we want to do is go run and shut the alarm off. So think about climbing up in your house when your house is on fire. You go up to your alarm and you get a big pillow and just duct tape it around that. Right? That doesn't help at all. Or when your alarm goes off, if you ran out to your neighbor's house and got more alarms and brought them into your house just to make it louder, right? That's not solving the problem, which is your house is on fire, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this is such a unique time, like we'd mentioned. It's so unnormal to be locked up that you'd also mentioned we're looking at things that we're normally so used to being in control of every single thing, and all of a sudden now here in Colorado, Governor Polis says, hey, Andrew, stay in the house. Don't go outside unless you absolutely have to. All of a sudden now, I'm not in control of much, and that just elevates some already, you know, deep down concerns or feelings that may or may not have been there that just exploded due to COVID-19.
Yeah, and there's two big foundational challenges that we're all experiencing. One is, you know, we talked about in the previous segment, people have become the thing that we're scared of, right? So one of the things that makes childhood trauma, especially any sort of abuse, so devastating over the arc of somebody's entire life is trauma weaponizes people, which are the thing that help you be well, right? So if you're a young child and somebody abuses you, your brain remembers people are not safe and they will hurt you. And you go through life never making those connections, and then your brain recognizes you're lonely and it starts a whole avalanche of behaviors to compensate for that, right? So right now, we're all facing that. people are the who's going to make me sick? Who's going to possibly tell me a lie? Who's going to make me uncomfortable? Who's wearing their mask? Who's not wearing the mask? Suddenly, people are the issue, and people are the only thing that can help us be well over the long term. And here's the second thing. For the last 25, 30 years, Andrew, we all know this, but we're feeling it. We have pathologized every sort of discomfort in our life, and that's just a fancy way for saying we have made being uncomfortable a disease, right? We are designed to be in cold temperatures and warm temperatures. We're designed to walk and to move. We're designed to bend down and stand up. And we've come up with solutions for all of those things. I can't tell you how many times I worked with a student at a college who came in and said, hey, my mom and dad are getting a divorce. I'm depressed. And I would say, no, you're not. You know what you are? You're sad. And you're supposed to be sad because your family unit's breaking up, right? Or someone would come in and say, I've got three tests tomorrow, and I haven't studied for two of them. I've got anxiety. I would say, no, you don't. And Andrew, we've just sucked out every human feeling and just said, anxious or depressed or happy. That's the three options we have. And so now we're locked in our houses, we're frustrated, we're annoyed, we're scared, and we're just saying, we're anxious, right? There's so much more complexity to the human experience, and we've got to get back to learning how to feel these feelings again. I know it's cool to say we don't have feelings. The truth is we do, man. It's scientific. We got to get back to telling ourselves the truth so that we can go about solving some of these challenges.
Exactly. And we're continuing our conversation with Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, author of the book Redefining Anxiety, here on The Extra. We've got a quick break. We'll have a check of our local national headlines still ahead right here on The Extra, followed by our continued conversation, all things anxiety, with Dr. John Deloney. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, your host this hour. Joining me, Dr. John Deloney, a Ramsey personality, author of the book Redefining Anxiety. You've probably heard Dr. John so much here on KRDO News Radio on The Ramsey Show Monday through Friday here on KRDO News Radio. Dr. John, thanks for joining us for this hour here on a Friday morning. And we've been talking all things anxiety. And before the news break, we were talking about the fact that we've really boiled down our whole emotional spectrum just to three feelings: happy, anxious, or depressed. And what do we need to do to start realigning and maybe get back to more of that normal and having that wide range of normal feelings as we hopefully one day get out of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, man, I hope I'm with you, brother. I hope we get out sooner rather than later. So I think it's important that we norm what's going on. And that's the most important thing. If you're feeling stressed, if you are feeling like you can't do this another weekend, if you feel like you have been extra short with people that you love, if you have been snapping at people, if you've been frustrated, you just go for a walk down the street and you burst into tears. I want everybody to know that's okay, right? That means you're a human being and you're feeling life right, and that's all right. So what I want folks to do when they feel like they are just spinning and spinning, we get those intrusive thoughts of anxiety and they just loop and loop and loop. I want folks to do a hard thing, but an easy thing, is to sit down and write out your thoughts on a piece of paper. Get them out of your head so you can look at them. And once you get them down, I want you to demand evidence from those things that you wrote down. Is this really the end of time? Do Democrats or Republicans really want fill in the blank, whatever thing you've imagined, right? Does your neighbor really want to eat your dog for food, right? Is more bullets really, whatever those things in your head are looping, are you really the worst mom of all time? Probably not, right? In fact, I know you're not, because I know some really rough ones, right? So I want you to write down those things and go through them and demand evidence from those things that are just weighing you down. A couple of them are going to be true. Are you treating people who love you not very well over the last season? That might be true. Is your marriage getting real dicey because y'all have been cramped in a house for a year? Maybe, right? Do you need to start exercising again? Have you not been sleeping? Have you been choosing Netflix over, you know, communication with real people in real time who you actually love? Have you found yourself that you've got no friends, right? Once you find those things that are true, then you got to get into control the things you can control, right? You can force yourself to reach out to people that you love. I started back in March of last year. I will call a person every day. I've not been perfect at it, but on the whole, I call somebody, and man, I've rekindled friendships from years ago. I have recognized, man, I thought I was closer friends to some people, and we're just not anymore. My marriage is in a better place, surprisingly. It got off to a real rocky start, but my wife and I had to learn some new communication. We've been married almost 20 years, man, and we had to learn some new tools to operate, and now it's better than it has ever been. And so what are the things I can control? Am I at a place where I need to get with a professional, right? I can't stand the Instagramization of some of these mental health challenges. Some of them for folks are real, and they are devastating, and they're scary. You got to reach out to a counselor if you need to talk to somebody. You've got to go see a doctor if you need some help. And the bravest, boldest thing you can do sometimes to say, hey, I need some support. And so here's me being vulnerable with you, man. I'm going to see somebody today. When we're done with this interview, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to leave the Ramsey Studios. I'm going to go sit with somebody for an hour, hour and a half, who's better than this than I am. And we're going to talk through some challenges I'm having. That's a part of making sure I'm the best husband, the best dad, the best community member, and then ultimately the best radio and TV show host I can be.
Absolutely. And, you know, reading the book, you know, you started it off and even started off today hitting something that hit so close to me personally, being a new father, having a brand new baby, going into quarantine and starting all this off, that it just reading the book had been such a great relief, realizing most of this was in my head due to lack of sleep, not only from high pressure job plus new baby, and all of a sudden we're confined into a house. But you hit the nail on the head. It's having, you know, some way to realize that what you're thinking inside is not what's actually doing, and being able to realize that, not internalize it, and then having that accountability or someone else just to be able to talk to about all this.
Yeah, man, if you just nailed it, if I could tell, if you were to say, what is one thing someone can do today to get back on track to taking care of themselves so that they can be in a place to be the community member they want to be, so they can help their neighbor in the way they can be of value to their church and to their families, the number one thing I would tell you is turn off your electronics and go to bed. We've just sacrificed sleep like never before. We're working crazy hours. We're drinking more as a country. We are consuming more media as a country. And the thing that is sacrificed all down that row is sleep. And sleep has... the benefits of sleep are so extraordinary. You know why we don't hear about it more? Because it's free. Nobody can charge you for it, right? So we've got a pill for everything. We've got a solution. We've got a new candle. We've got a new yoga studio. Man, just turn off the lights, make your room dark, and go to bed.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not like we have a big pillow lobby out here just supporting sleep every time we turn around. And I mean, that would be great. That's instead right. Of just big pharma saying, hey, don't worry about that. Let's get just another pill in you.
Right. And I want to be up front, man. I took medication for a season. I ignored my alarm so hard, so strong, that, man, I had to recalibrate them, and I worked really closely. But I'll tell you, the first thing, conversation my doctor and I had was, here's not the medication plan, but here's the plan for when you're going to be done. So we had an exit strategy before we started. And we, you know, obviously that exit strategy was, we threw it out the window once we got into it. But the plan was not, you're going to be on pills forever. You're going to have to take medication because there's something wrong with you. It is, man, we're going to start a new journey, man. We're not going back anywhere. We're going forward, and we're going to help you be the best husband, citizen, the best dad you can be.
Exactly. And as we've mentioned throughout this interview, that there is that time and place, and definitely the medical side of this is useful, it is necessary, but there are still a lot of things that are almost misdiagnosed and just commonly thought to as anxiety that are more just your body's own protection and natural rhythm saying, hey, something's out of line. And a lot of it can be done just inside yourself, not having to take any external steps.
And even somebody like me, Andrew, who's been doing this for years now, I'm just being vulnerable here. A couple of nights ago, my wife stopped me in our bedroom and said, I am tired of you talking to yourself this way. Nobody talks to my husband as ugly and rude as you're talking to him right now. And Andrew, I was really going through a couple of weeks of beating myself up because I wasn't working out like I should be. I was staying up a little bit later than I should be, and I was running late to work a few days a week, and I was starting to get down on myself. And so I have somebody that I trust, not the internet, some influencer on Instagram. I've got somebody in my life that I trust who's going to tell me the truth, isn't going to abuse that trust. And she said, stop talking to yourself like that, man. I love you. Your kids love you. Your friends and community love you. You're a good human being. Stop beating yourself up. And that was just a great moment for me to go, oh, yeah, I've just slipped into some really negative self-talk. So having people around you is so important.
Exactly. Yeah, that is one of the biggest keys. And still ahead, we're going to talk more anxiety with Dr. John right here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday morning. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, your host this hour. Joining me, as he has been all hour long, is Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality and author of the book Redefining Anxiety. And this has been such a fast hour. And Dr. John, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with me here on KRDO News Radio about the topic of anxiety, since we've all been dealing with it in some form or fashion over this past year.
Well, I just want to thank you for being vulnerable and for being courageous. This isn't something that people like to talk about, and I'm grateful to you and your studio and to the Colorado Springs community for being willing to engage in this conversation. We're all feeling it, man, and we got to stare it in the face and get after it.
Exactly. And as we wind down the hour, let's just go over some of the big hits. You know, again, there's a lot of discussion. You know, everyone is seemingly anxious these days. But again, just a quick refresher, what is, and more importantly, what is not anxiety?
Anxiety is not a disease. Anxiety does not mean you're broken, that you failed, that you're a terrible mother, or that you're a bad employee. Anxiety just means that you're disconnected. You found yourself without any relationships you can trust and count on. You've found yourself in a situation where you're not safe, people aren't telling you the truth, or you have found yourself in a situation where you've got no control over your present and your future. And if we step back, let's be honest, Andrew, that's been all of us, right, the last year.
Exactly.
So feeling anxious about these times is normal. Now the question you have to ask yourself and your community is, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. And I think that's something we need to be saying much more, is that these feelings of anxiety are normal. You've said it's just that smoke alarm alerting you to something not being exactly right or properly calibrated within yourself. And there's a lot of things you can do to help get that recalibration, even though we are still dealing with some restrictions from COVID-19.
Right. So a simple one is, look at your finances, right? I work here with Ramsey Solution. If you have an emergency fund and you don't owe anybody any money, your anxiety alarms aren't going to go off. You're not unsafe, right? Something that I hadn't dealt with for years was my retirement stuff. I just let it pile up from new jobs. So I called my buddy. He lives there, Craig Swan. There was Swan Wealth Management there in Colorado Springs. I called one of your neighbors and said, hey, I need some help. I had to be humble and say, I need some support here. And they helped me out, right? So look at your finances. Look at your relationships. Me and my wife had to talk about some new things, ways we were going to connect with one another. I had to talk about how I was going to connect here at work. I just had to circle up, what are the things that I can control that will help me get connected, help me be safe, and help me be able to get to tomorrow with quieter alarms?
Exactly. Again, the book is Redefining Anxiety. Dr. John, where can we find this book? And if we want to keep getting some, you know, tune-ups, some more encouragement as we go along this process, how can we connect more with you?
So I co-host the Ramsey Show with Dave and the other personalities and Chris Hogan and the other team a couple of times a week. And I've got my own show, the Dr. John Deloney Show, that's available wherever you get podcasts. And you can go to johndeloney.com or ramseysolutions.com and pick up this best-selling book. And it's short and it's quick. Even for folks who don't read, my buddies who don't read, they said, man, finally you wrote something that we could understand and that we can actually get through. So my other work was for nerds. And so it's been really well. It's been good.
Well, Dr. John, thank you so much for joining us. Again, this does not read like somebody wrote it who has two PhDs, which is crazy enough in and of itself. And thank you so much for being so vulnerable as well, opening yourself up and going on this discussion with us on all things anxiety here on KRDO News Radio.
Well, I'm grateful for you, Andrew, and I'm grateful for your community. And good luck with your new little one, man. It's an adventure.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely been something, and we're up against the clock. I wish we had more time. We'll definitely have to have you on again soon, and we'll connect once travel's available, and hopefully we can get you out here to Colorado Springs and really re-engage in this city in a new and thoughtful way.
That's one of my favorite places in the United States. I'm looking forward to it, brother. Take care.
Thank you. Dr. John Deloney, our guest here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Thanks for listening to The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Show still ahead right here on KRDO News Radio.